In this bulletin, residents urged to remain sheltered as Cyclone Fina closes in on Darwin. Vladimir Putin confirms Russia has received US peace proposal for ending the war in Ukraine. And in cricket, Mitchell Stark dismisses claims of Australia panic amid dramatic Ashes collapse. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Helena Krishnamurthy. Top-end residents preparing for Tropical Cyclone Fina are being urged to identify a safe place to shelter and remain there until authorities issue the all-clear. Fina is already being felt across the Kobuk Peninsula and the Tiwi Islands and is forecast to pass just north of Darwin today, delivering heavy rain, a risk of flooding and potentially destructive gale-force winds. Shinnak Gamble from the Bureau of Meteorology is warning residents to not leave their shelter until authorities declare conditions are safe.
There may be periods during the day where conditions seem to ease, and this is typical during a cyclone event, but it will be temporary, so do not assume that the danger has passed until you have been advised that it has.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has confirmed that his government has received the latest US proposals for ending its war on Ukraine. Speaking to senior officials, he says the 28-point plan can be used as the basis for a final peaceful settlement to the conflict, which began in early 2022.
We have this text. We received it through existing channels of communication with the US administration. I believe it could, too, form the basis for a final peace settlement. But the text is not being discussed with us in any substantive way, and I can assume why. I believe the reason is the same. The US administration has so far been unable to secure the consent of the Ukrainian side. Ukraine's against it.
But Mr. Putin says the plan had not been discussed in detail with Russia. Russia's president claims Ukraine was against the plan, but that neither Kyiv nor European powers understood the reality that Russian forces were advancing in Ukraine. Queensland Police says it's pleased with the coroner's findings into the Weambilla ambush, calling it an important step for families and officers' safety. Two police officers and a neighbour were killed in 2022 by Garrett, Nathaniel and Stacey Train at a remote rural property. After a five-week inquest, Queensland State Coroner says the act was not one of religious terrorism, but the result of a shared delusional disorder brought on by a belief that the shooters were experiencing the apocalypse. The coroner's final report recommends improved information sharing, threat assessment and policing responses, noting the radicalisation of the three went largely undetected. Queensland Police Deputy Commissioner Cheryl Scanlon welcomed the findings.
We're very pleased with those. Like any inquest, there's always findings that help to improve the safety of the community and of our officers. And that's our number one priority. And so very important findings today from the State Coroner.
Meanwhile, families of the victims say they're disappointed with the outcome, fearing the reforms don't go far enough to stop another tragedy. A neo-Nazi accused of urging followers to rhetorically rape federal MP Allegra Spender has been refused bail amid an Australian federal police crackdown on alleged threats against elected officials. 30-year-old Joel Davis was denied bail on Friday after a court heard prosecutors argue he posed an unacceptable risk to community safety and had allegedly offended while already on bail. Davis is one of three men arrested by AFP National Security Investigations teams in the past week over alleged harassment or threats directed at politicians. The AFP says such referrals have surged in recent years, with 951 reports received in the past financial year. To cricket, and Australia's Mitchell Stark has refused to buy into suggestions that Australia panicked during a dramatic collapse late on a remarkable opening day of the Ashes at Perth Stadium. Stark scored a career-best 7 for 58, leaving England on just 172, but just a few hours later, Australia were left reeling at 9 for 123. The 19 wickets to fall were the most on the opening day of an Ashes test since 1909, when 20 tumbled at Old Trafford in the UK. Several Australia batters, including Stark, Travis Head and Alex Carey, played poor shots, resulting in them being dismissed. Stark attempted to praise the bowlers from both sides from the carnage, rather than blaming the pitch or the poor choices of the batsmen. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Helena Krishnamurthy.